For over 80 years, Crawford resident Ann Izzard has been paying attention to what works and comes to you in a weekly commentary on KBNF to share some of her wisdom.
Hi, everybody. This is Ann. And today our question is, what are you choosing? You know, our lives are made up of choices, millisecond by millisecond, all day long, regardless of our age. We are choosing one way or the other, one thing or the other, one direction or the other, one word or the other. So I thought today, in our very brief time, it might be interesting to talk about what are you choosing? And it applies to every one of us. So don't think you can escape this. Choices bounce back to you. They have a result. They bring something into your life, or they can put something out of your life. And it's really a darn good thing, because it will take us forward. It will keep us safe. It will make us wise. You think about what you are choosing today. Let's see, you're going to put butter on your bread? Are you going to the store or you're not? If you're sick, are you going to the doctor and try to make yourself better? Or are you just going to wrangle it out? Choices. That's another thing about choices. They're free. You get to make your own. Though you may really want to put the responsibility of your choices on another person or some other circumstance, or you aren't happy and you say, well, I was forced into that, whatever it may be. But most of all, we choose our thoughts. We choose our thoughts. And in that choice of thoughts, we begin to carry it out physically, mentally, psychologically, financially, whatever it may be. Your choices control your life. It's something that we all do automatically. It's something that plays a vast part in our lives. It's something that, in the end, can control our lives. So give it a thought today. This is Ann signing off.
You've been listening to What Works with Ann Izzard.